We are all affected by public health issues in New Mexico, so KUNM formed a team of reporters to analyze the issues and bring you in-depth stories from New Mexico communities.
Yeah, I think the program has helped out a lot. This isn't our first year. We did it last year as well. So instead of eating out a lot, or we prepare food at home and we fetch vegetables more often than what we did before.
Find out more about the Public Health New Mexico Project. Follow us on Twitter at KUNM Health.
It's 5:32. This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. Young children are beginning to show signs of lower obesity rates. The numbers have dropped by 43% over 10 years, according to the New Center for Disease Control study. KUNM public health correspondent Deborah Martinez brings us the story.
The study doesn't break down the decline state by state, but the news doesn't surprise Judy Barron. She's a co-director of the Serendipity Day School for 2 to 4-year-olds in Albuquerque.
We place a lot of importance on the food we feed the children, and we have a real solid diet with low sugar, lots of fruits and vegetables. We have a cook who cooks most things from scratch, so we don't have a lot of processed foods with sugars that you don't know about in them.
A study last fall by the CDC found that from 2008 to 2011, New Mexico saw a drop in obesity rates of kids ages 2 to 4 whose parents were low income. New Mexico officials point to the Healthy Kids New Mexico initiative, targeting obese children in 10 counties and 4 tribal communities as part of the reason. The program focuses on getting more locally grown fruits and vegetables in schools and establishing school gardens. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.
Farmers markets are in full swing around New Mexico, and that's good news for families with school-aged children. Childhood obesity rates among youth are declining a bit, both across the state and around the nation. KUNM's poverty and public health reporter Deborah Martinez went to a market in northern New Mexico to see what might be playing a role in the decrease.
So you have green tomatoes here?
Yeah.
And where do these come from?
From We grow stuff up in the garden.
Business is bustling at the Española Farmers Market, one of 66 across the state. Lori Baldonado and her 14-year-old son Zachary are buying green tomatoes, squash or calabacitas, and lettuce and onion for salads. They get prescription vouchers at El Centro Family Health Clinic that they can use only for fresh fruits and vegetables at the market. In New Mexico, more than 13% of high school students are obese. So far, Zach has lost 10 pounds.
Yeah, I think the program has helped out a lot. This isn't our first year. We did it last year as well. So instead of eating out a lot, or we prepare food at home and we fetch vegetables more often than what we did before.
The best part of this prescription diet plan, says Baldonado, is that Zach has started trading fast food for fresh produce.
Instead of eating, you know, like I say, the canned goods or even just canned fruit that has sugar and stuff, you eat the fresh stuff here. He'll take, you know, eat that instead of even getting candy or, you know, little cakes or whatever. He'll choose to eat a peach or apple when they're in season. So I think it's helped a lot.
Zach flashes a bright smile and nods in agreement with his mom, a sack of tomatoes in his hand.
Do you see the difference, right? You feel healthier? How do you feel?
I feel good, and I want to do more stuff.
Like what?
Play basketball more.
Recent data released by the Department of Health show 500,000 New Mexican adults are obese. That's a quarter of the state's population. The goal of the voucher program is to get children into healthy eating habits before they grow up.
This is an example of a program that reduces the stress in our patients.
Tana Berwick-Abuda is the Associate Health Program Director at El Centro Family Health, which partnered with the State Farmers Marketing Association to launch the voucher program 3 years ago.
It's giving them the tools they need to actually make that behavior change.
The Española Market is one of 66 across the state represented by the Farmers Marketing Association. Part of its budget, about $10,000 from state lawmakers this year, goes towards the voucher program. Denise Miller is executive director.
There's a huge epidemic of obesity and diabetes in this state and across the country, and particularly in Hispanic and Native American communities, the rates are even higher. So anything that we collectively as a society can do to encourage healthy eating is really valued by everyone.
The vouchers are worth about $35 a week for a family of 5. And Miller says although there are only 40 families participating in the program this year, it's been a big hit with them.